It was raining in Venezuela, too, when Dan Randolph finally got back to his headquarters. Another hurricane was tearing through the Caribbean, lashing Barbados and the Windward Islands, dumping 25 centimeters of rain on the island of La Guaira and Caracas on the mainland, with more to come. Dan sat behind his big, bare desk, still wearing the rumpled slacks and pullover that he had traveled in from the States. His office smelled musty, mildewed from the incessant rain despite its laboring climate control system. It wasn't wearing the protective nose plugs. The air in his office was routinely filtered and run past intense ultraviolet lamps. Leaning back into the softly yielding caramel brown leather of his swivel chair, Dan gazed out at the wind-swept launch complex. The rockets had been towed back into the assembly buildings. In this storm, they could not dare to launch even the sturdy, reliable clipper ships. The launch towers were visibly shaking in the gale-force wind, lashed by horizontal sheets of rain. Roofs had already been peeled off some of the smaller buildings. Beyond the launch towers, the sea was a wild madhouse of frothing, white-capped waves. The wind howled like a beast of prey, rattling even the thick, double-paned windows of Randolph's office. Third storm to hit us, and it's not even the 4th of July yet. Business isn't lousy enough. We've got these double-damned hurricanes to deal with. At this rate, I'll be broke by Labor Day. We're losing, Dan thought. We're in a war, and we're losing it. Hell, we've already lost it. What's the sense of pretending otherwise?